worldwide, Europe, Africa, Asia or America, wherever you travel, call the trusted travel experts on 3832 3618.
12 minutes to 9, Wednesday morning is Travel Morning. Conor McGee joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Maura.
What you got for us today?
Oh my goodness, we have so much to get through, and very quickly, starting off a little bit closer to home, London short breaks. Ever popular, but for those who aren't going to go abroad this summer, it could be an idea before the Olympics, of course. But to start off, two nights in London in a three-star hotel with free tickets for Wizard of Oz, departing on the 3rd of July. It's £99 per person. Now, that includes your accommodation, and obviously there's free tickets, and just add on a cheap flight to London.
So that's not what kind of level accommodation is it?
That's a three-star hotel in Central London, Mark.
In Central London, yeah. So and
three nights.
And two nights.
Two nights
for £99, including your theatre ticket.
Indeed, yeah. And it's on the 3rd of July, so...
Because theatre tickets are usually about 30, 40 quid.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, at least.
It's a bargain, for sure.
And can you get a flight to London sort of at this late notice, about the 2 or 3 weeks out? What kind of price would you be expecting to pay?
I would think, you know, if you shop around between all of them, you're probably going to be somewhere between £100, £150. Return, I would imagine.
It's okay. So say 150 plus your 100. That's 250 for two nights in London with a theatre break.
Exactly.
Yeah, not bad.
Something different.
Yep, carry on.
Other, obviously, musical London are there, including Rock of Ages, which is quite appropriate at the moment. Again, it's based on early July. Again, it's 199. That's a four-star hotel.
Okay.
Other options are private tours of the Houses of Parliament and Harrods Champagne Tea and Tour.
That's...
very fancy. Uh-huh. But if you do want to get a bit of sunshine, assuming there isn't going to be any in London, and your bags are packed, if you can go tomorrow, Portugal from Belfast is £269.
Okay.
Or also tomorrow, Lanzarote is £299. And there are a vast array of other options throughout the rest of June for around £299.
That's self-catering, yeah.
Self-catering. If you do have to go in July, for example, the 6th of July, Costa Dourada from Belfast is £399. Other destinations at £399 include like Ibiza on the 25th of July, Gran Canaria on the 28th of July, and Turkey on the 22nd and 29th of July. But on the family front, Morris, I thought I'd highlight a couple going out peak weekend, 6th and 13th of July. These are from Dublin, and they're working out very good value due to the really good exchange rate at the minute between the pound and the euro.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, Turkey, for a family of three, two adults and a child, £1,099, and Ibiza is £1,199. Going out on those both those weekends, and Zante was coming in at £999. Zante in Greece,
and that's for three,
and you can add on £200 or £300 extra, I suppose, for a second child if needs be. But the one that I suppose caught my eye most of all was Sharm El